Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode 124. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we're looking to help you increase product sales or services using the wonderful, highly engaging format of video. No matter what industry or vertical you're in, video can help you promote your business in fresh and effective ways.
As marketers and business owners, one of the most common roadblocks we face is trying to drive engagement and traffic around our key products. It's common across B2B and B2C. We think that video is one of the best ways to solve that challenge.
As always, a warm welcome to the show. Let's kick it off.
Video marketing is one of the most popular tactics for businesses today, and for good reason. Video is more engaging, more memorable, and more popular among consumers than any other type of content. And there is data to back that up too. That's not just us saying that. For example, did you know that 76% of businesses say it helped them increase sales, or that 80% of marketers say video has increased time spent on their website?
Yeah, and I mean, the stats supporting video go on and on. 81% of people have been convinced to buy a product or service by watching a brand's video. 85% of people say they'd like to actually see more video from brands in 2018. And get this, when both video and text are available on the same page, 72% of people would rather use video to learn about a product or service than read about it.
I am 100% in that boat. I just did this yesterday. I went to a product page and they didn't have a video, so I left.
Case and point.
There we go. But of course, the number one question we get about video, and one we struggled with in the past, is where do I start? We've talked about using video on social media in episodes 90 and 110, but we've never really gotten into the specifics of using video to do one of the most important things for your business, actually selling your product.
Exactly. It's what pays the bills after all, so we thought we'd dedicate an entire episode to it. Everything we're about to share applies to selling your products with video. These videos can then be, you know, shared again on social media, of course, as well as your website, landing page, blog post, et cetera, et cetera. So with that being said, let's get started with the very first video principle, and that's showing your product in action.
One of the best things you can do to increase the success of your videos is to help people visualize what their lives would be like with your product. Giving viewers a sneak peek of your product can be a very nice visual companion to a landing page or a product description. So showing your product in action will make your video more interesting for users to watch, and then it also makes the video more valuable because it shows us how the product works and what we can expect in real life.
Right. So specifically, the first thing that comes to mind here is a product tutorial. Believe it or not, people love product tutorials just about anywhere they can find them. Just like you said before, Haley, right? You went to the website looking for something. Social media, website, YouTube, you name it. People love tutorials. You know, just think about BuzzFeed Tasty and their recipe video. Those are essentially tutorials sped up to make it fun about how to make a certain recipe, right? So speeding things up does seem to make product tutorials. So that's a little video tip there as well.
And you don't have to worry about speeding them up too much. I tend to pause the BuzzFeed Tasty videos when I'm making that recipe and just pause it at every next step.
Right.
Yeah. And the best part of tutorials or explainer videos is that it helps to move people quickly down the funnel into buyer consideration, which is really where you want them. Again, another argument for the power of video. Instead of reading 1,000 words on why your product works or why people should buy it, they can watch a 15-second video and then get the exact same amount of information.
Exactly. Probably even better information, right? And then the last two things I'll say about tutorial videos are, one, they help to sell your product without sounding like a sales pitch, which is always beneficial. You're simply showing them how the product works, not saying, hey, buy my product. The second thing is that they work for both physical products and services. With services, it's a bit tougher to show your product in action, obviously, but you can get creative with things like Q&As, asking the experts, an educational video series, and lots more. It just takes a little bit more brainstorming if you're not a physical product to open up possibilities for video.
Next up, if you're looking to sell your products or services with video, is to create customer testimonials. If you have raving fans who are always singing your praises, or even other industry experts who would be happy to give your business a testimonial, then these are an awesome addition to your overall video strategy. What customer testimonials help to do is to show proof of demand, which is a valuable type of social proof showing others that you have lots of happy, satisfied customers whose lives are so much better now that they have your product.
Yeah, and I'd bet that everybody listening if you're a part of a business, then you have some of those customers and they're definitely willing to give you a video testimonial. So super glad you brought that up, Haley. As many of you know, social proof is absolutely critical in selling your product. Studies show that nearly 70% of online consumers look at a product review prior to making a purchase. Even more telling is the fact that product reviews are 12 times more trusted than product descriptions and sales copy from the manufacturers or brands themselves.
And the best part is that customer testimonials don't have to be anything too fancy. Even something simple like shooting a video with your customer in store and asking them their favorite products or opinions and then mashing up the results into one video can work really well for this purpose. Or you could incentivize people to send you a video review with coupons and prizes. I mean, you could also host a contest on social media. You have plenty of options.
Right. And at the end of the day, all your potential customers want to know is that your product can and will solve a specific problem. One of the best ways to prove this is by creating case study videos that feature your satisfied, loyal customers. These people are your best advocates.
Moving on in our video journey, let's talk about using entertainment and creativity in product videos that help to sell your product. As we talk about all the time, online audiences love short, snackable content. With this shorter format, you can create entertaining videos that make your audience laugh or get inspired or take action. It's important to remember with entertaining videos that they should be created as a part of a larger campaign showcasing your business's high-level vision, mission, or products and services.
And that's the key part, right? We're not saying to go out and create the next viral animal video, but we do believe there is a way to get creative with video with the goal of attracting an audience that would be interested in purchasing your products. Naturally, that starts with an understanding of your core audience. Research where they hang out online, where they shop, what they watch and listen to, what they purchase, and what keeps them up at night. Like, what are they worried about? I know that sounds creepy, but there's so much information online today that it is actually possible to know your audience on that granular of a level.
Once you know that, you can create videos that your audience will enjoy watching, videos that will imprint your brand in their mind and keep them coming back for more. So I know that all sounds hypothetical at the moment, which is why we've gathered a few examples of what that might look like. A great one is Starbucks, and they created an adorable animated video series called First in Maine. The video series entertains the audience and showcases Starbucks as the third place between home and work.
I love that because it is so spot on of what Starbucks probably is to so many people, right? Like they figured out what their audience does and they turned it into a video.
Yeah.
There's another example I saw recently from a company called Lucid Chart, and we shared this in Slack recently. Essentially, they're a software system that allows businesses to visualize charts. And they created a hilarious video about different kind of snakes, or what they call snacks. And then they named them all sorts of funny things. And it's not until the very end of the video where they finally say, visualize your snacks and anything else with Lucid Chart, which I thought was brilliant because it just goes to show how entertaining videos can capture your audience's attention in a big way. And then you hit them with a CTA and it makes them want to find out more.
That video is amazing. I've been referring to snakes as nope ropes for a little while now. So that video was great. And we'll include a link to all of these examples in the show notes at blog.buffer.com so you can check them out and laugh with us and let us know what you thought too.
Yeah.
But the key point here is that videos like these, they work because they make your brand non-intrusive and they let you have fun with your target audience. No matter what type of business you are, this kind of content is a perfect way to strengthen brand rapport. And the last point here is to remember that while entertainment videos aren't necessarily the strongest content for the bottom part of your funnel, they are great for the attention stage of the buyer's journey and an equally important part in that journey.
Super important. And I think that many of us try to skip that attention awareness stage. And then, you know, that makes it a lot harder to make the sale down the road. So can't forget about it. But anyways, a quick summary so far. So what we've talked about is tutorials, testimonials, and entertainment, but we haven't covered one that I think is crucial for brands when it comes to advertising, and that's your quote unquote commercial, for a lack of better words. You might have heard of the Dollar Shave Club or Chatbooks videos that went viral. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about when I say commercial for your brand.
Yeah, your branded company video or commercial, like you said, Brian, can be whatever you want it to be. And these can be used to sell your product just about anywhere. They can be funny, emotional, or inspirational, and they are a great way to portray your product in an artistic way or link it to a particular lifestyle. Sort of like what we were talking about with showing your product in action, this combines all of that.
In order to create a compelling brand video, you'll want to make sure that it tells some sort of story with a beginning, middle, and an end. You should be able to communicate a coherent narrative through images, footage, and simple editing. So, what is your business all about? Who are the people that use your product? What about your product makes their lives better? And why would they choose your product over another?
Exactly. But it's important to not simply provide people with a bullet point list of reasons why your product is great. You have to convey your brand message in a way that is creative and it doesn't come across as too salesy. That chatbooks example that you mentioned is a great one. Instead of saying, hey, you can create beautiful photo albums in minutes because our product makes it easier than our competitors, they showed a mom in a house full of children and why she would use it.
Right, it brings the product to life in a way that wouldn't otherwise be achievable, and it's also super relatable for parents, so obviously their target market. All right, so a few quick tips on the video creation process before you go. First is that shorter is usually better unless you're diving into a complicated video tutorial. Shorter is always better when it comes to most things on social media, and that's true for videos as well.
Depending on what the video is, you'll have different maximum time lengths you can get away with. For example, a purely promotional product video, 20 seconds or less. That's what you're looking for there. If you're creating a video tutorial, a minute is good, but if it's really appropriate, you can go up to around a minute and 30 seconds. Another thing to keep in mind, and I know we sound like broken records here, but a majority of videos are watched on mobile devices. So create your videos in square or vertical format to make sure it looks and feels native to the platform that you're posting it to and to the way that people are probably going to end up watching it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And finally, we recommend staying nimble and trying a bunch of different video types. Chances are you probably won't strike gold with your first product video. You probably won't hit snacks on the head. Keep experimenting with format, style, content, themes, and stories until you find one that actually resonates with your audience. You can quickly test the performance on social media organically or with ads, which is exactly the formula we use here at Buffer.
We hope that 2019 is the year where video marketing becomes a staple part of your overall marketing strategy, and hopefully this podcast episode has helped you take one more step in that direction. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are now available on the Buffer blog at blog.buffer.com with a complete transcript. As always, if ever you want to get in touch with Brian or myself, we're always here for you on social media. Just use the hashtag BufferPodcast. And you can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
Some really great shows coming up in the next few weeks, including a hand-picked archive episode from 2018. Also, 30 experts share their biggest piece of social media advice, marketing trends for 2019, and so much more. Until next Monday, everyone.